what every smoker wants. Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Buy Chesterfield, the one that proves
it takes.
Yes, Chesterfield, the modern, modern,
modern
aftertaste.
Go home, open the pot, and give
them a
sniff.
When you smoke them.
Recording artists Les Paul and Mary Ford, and Miss Judy Garland. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this being the first day of spring, we bring you a budding young vocalist, Bing Crosby.
Budding?
Yeah.
A budding young vocalist. Well, if I'm a budding young vocalist, spring's a little late. May not show up at all.
Come on, Bing, get in the mood.
What mood is this?
Why,
as
the poet says, this is the boyhood of the year. The time when winking maybuds begin to open their golden eyes.
Yeah, I was kidding. Another poet said, I wonder if the sap is stirring yet. And I do believe you are.
Can you remember this old spring poem? The bee buzzed up in the heat.
Huh?
I am faint for your honey, my sweet. The flower said, take it, my dear, for now is the spring of the year. So come, come, come. You like that?
Uh-huh. Leave us fast the poetry before the men in the white coats come to us, huh?
You mean the guys from the booby hat?
I don't mean bus boys from the brown derby. Let's change the subject before we get
started. Oh, no, what I want. I've got something to talk to you about.
What?
It's about the new rocket ship that's practically ready to go to the moon.
I warned you, Ken, about reading those comic books. You're the type that gets carried away by such things.
No. This is a real rocket. A real rocket thing. Oh, it's a terrific thing. Scientists actually believe it'll reach the moon.
What does that really mean?
Well, it's like this thing. This rocket will carry two passengers.
So what?
Don't you see? Two passengers. But it's a natural. You and Bob Hope could make the first trip.
Well, Hope will go anywhere, but you can count me out.
But don't think of the publicity.
Well,
I can just see the headlines now. Crosby and Hope, zoom to moon.
Zoom to moon.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
What's that?
How are we going to get back?
Worry about that when you get there. But I want to tell you something, Bing.
Right.
This rocket is the latest thing. Really, it is. Oh, what a way to go.
What a way to go is right.
Bing, I just can't understand your lack of imagination, lack of spirit. Why, do you realize if you and Bob make this trip, you'll be the first people to bring Chesterfield to another planet?
Well, that's an interesting prospect, all right, Ken. I don't think you'll ever see the day, though, when Hope and I embark with a rocket load of Chesterfield for the moon. That is, not unless it's in our contract with Chesterfield.
Well, if I were you, I'd check. You may be leaving any moment.
Before I do, I want to burst into a little song here. Our opening selection is recommended by Mr. Cubby Garan, who put me in the business. The bright little thing titled You and Your Beautiful Eyes. And I felt that the rhythm airs were gathering around. Listen, kids, but now is the spring of the year, so come, come, come. Hmm? Thank you.
afternoon, kid.
Me and the kid, thank you, sir.
The thing that rocket to the moon thing we were talking about a while ago fascinates me. I wonder if there really are people up there.
Well, Jennifer, I knew people there now, don't you see? Maybe.
Exploring?
No, hiding from Senator Kipasser, I think. Place will be full of Lannisters. But to get back to Earth, Ken, I think we'd better give the folks listening in the proof that Chesterfield has whatever a smoker wants. Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Right, Jane. And folks, we have the proof of Chesterfield mildness in over 1,000 statements from tobacco growers like Mr. Douglas Crowder of South Hill, Virginia, who writes, I've been a tobacco grower for 20 years. When I judge tobacco for its mild smoking qualities, I smell it. If it smells milder, I know it will smoke milder. When I apply that same test to cigarettes, I find that Chesterfield is the one that smells milder and smokes milder. That's why I smoke Chesterfield.
And the proof that Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste is confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
This group is composed of men and women who've been scientifically trained to be taste testers. Nearly all of them are members of scientific and professional societies, and many of them are authors of technical papers. These are the distinguished men and women who reported, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
And there is, friends, proof that Chesterfield has for you what every smoker wants, mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. There's a new song, Chicago, you know, I did it a few weeks ago. It seems to have acquired a modest and popular favor. I hear that there's another music when I'm holding you tight. I heard it from the moment you came into my sight. Sentimental music coming out of the night, saying you're the one, only when you're near I hear that sentimental music spinning round in my brain. Fills the night with echoes of my favorite strain. One look at you, there's that haunting refrain, saying you're the one for me, my darling. Is it magic? All the music coming from above, yes, it's magic, the magic of your love. I know that when we're close together, or if we're far apart, funny how that sentimental music will start. A sentimental music round and round in my heart, saying you're the one, darling, can't you see me starting?
Gentlemen, I'd like to present two sensational performers here, Les Paul and Mary Ford. Les on the guitar, Mary does the vocal. They have some terrific records out, you know, of which I'm sure you're all familiar with some of them, Jealous and Tennessee Waltz, Mockingbird Hill, and they got a brand new one just come out called How High the Moon. That's the one they aim to do right now. I think this is an unusual sound, folks, so don't miss a single note of it, huh?
Chester, that was Les Paul playing about 12 guitars, Mary Ford singing about 12 voices. That's 24, that's a baker's dozen. Don't ask me how it's done because it has something to do with electronics. That's something I have nothing to do with, electronics. So say, Les, how about you and Mary giving us a little sample of Mockingbird Hill now, huh?
Oh, Bing would be glad to, but why don't you join Mary on the vocal?
Me? Mm-hmm. I think it'd be all right. Don't you have to plug me in or anything?
No. I'll just run you through the Les Paul variety, he'll come out sounding like Fred Wang and the Great Song.
That might be too much.
Maybe too big.
Too much soap. Besides, I hate to muscle in on Mary like this on her number. That isn't right.
Oh, I'd love to have you, Bill.
How many voices do we do, Mary?
Honestly, B.C. and all B.C.
Yeah, must have been about 18 guitars. That'll really wrap it up. I hope. Incidentally, I think we might dedicate this number to the music operators of America. The jukebox folks, you know, who are now in convention at the Palmer House in Chicago.
How long here is since Chicago, Ben?
Lastly, dear boy, this show goes coast to coast.
Well, I'll be done. We're in the big time, man. Yeah.
Enjoyed climbing old Mockingbird Hill. And now, folks, I'd like to present our next guest of the evening. In fact, our guest of many, many evenings. Miss Judy Garland singing a song about the tobacco country. Prince Thomas's fine Chesterfield. This song is called Carolina in the Morning.
Could be sweeter than my sweetie when I need her in
old song?
Yes.
My Jezra wrote good songs in those days, didn't they? Strolling with my daughter with a blue toy.
Yes, really good.
Buttercup's all fluttered up and kissed each little buttercup. Isn't that a nice thing? Those are honest, simple, sentimental, solid things. Yes, I like that, yeah.
I don't know, though, Jim. You know, they still write sentimental things. I heard a real mushy song.
Really? Mushy and everything?
Yeah, I was just dripping sentiment.
What was that?
How could you believe me when I said I loved you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
And then on the other hand, we have it.
Well, I guess that's the long and short of it all.
Oh, right. You come up with something, yeah. Well, how could you believe me when I said I believe loved you when you knew I'd been alive? That thing doesn't sound sentimental to me.
You just got a persecution.
Is that it? There we go, but it's a great boy and girl number, Judy. Fred Astaire and Jane Powell. They do it real good in that MGM picture, Royal Wedding.
I know, Jane. Well, that song was originally written for me.
Oh, were you going to be in Royal Wedding out of MGM?
Mm-hmm. I was before Leo the Lion bit me.
He's an old lion, Leo. His teeth are all gone.
He's still got sharp guns.
Yeah, me and our old fiddle up and gone, did you? Yeah, gone. Tell you what, Judy, let you and I do. How could you believe me, etc. with Viz, I.E., Viz, and two footnote, huh? Shall we?
Yeah, you'll be Harry the Heel, and I'll be Judy the Jill.
Oh, with a couple of characters. Okay, babe.
All right, start it off here.
Yeah, I can remember it. Could you believe me when I said I love you, when you know I've been a liar all my life?
You had that reputation since you was a youth.
You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth.
How could I believe you when you said we'd marry?
Why, you know I'd rather hang than have a wife. I know I said I'd make you mine.
I wouldn't have loved it, I'd go for that old
you believe me when I said I love you, when you know I've been a liar.
You sure have been a liar.
Oh, a bald-faced liar.
Oh, a bald-faced liar.
Oh, my doggone cheating liar.
You said you would love me long.
Yeah,
and never would do me wrong.
So release the fabric, will you, babe? You're bending my back. Baby, you must believe me to trust a lower than low to kind of like me. Hey, low, kid.
You said I'd have everything.
Good, good. You're out of your American mind.
A beautiful diamond ring.
Diamond ring? I am the king of the moon.
A bungalow by the sea.
Bungalow, yes, sir. But you're really naive to ever believe a full of baloney phony love me.
Oh, boy, I
so
much lost my head.
You can't lose nothing in the head.
Oh, what about the time we went to Indiana?
I was lying, I was down in Alabama.
You said you had some business, you had to take me.
Oh, what I was doing, I would do a tad to repeat.
What about the evening you was with your
moochie? I was romping with another honey lamb. Good, I'm such a
dude.
When you know I've been alive.
Oh,
my God.
Well, if you don't want to get married, we could at least get engaged.
Yeah, I don't want to go steady.
You haven't missed a meal in my house in 6 years.
Yeah?
Yeah. I listen, Harry the Heel. Why don't we try being engaged? And if at the end of 3 months you don't like it, I'll call off the engagement. I'll leave you.
Okay, so we're engaged.
And now we're engaged. And I'll have to have a beautiful diamond ring.
A beautiful diamond ring? Oh, honey, won't an Elgin American compact do?
No. Don't think I'm an American, but I want a ring. And just to make things look good, I think we should buy a lot in case we ever want to build a bungalow by the sea.
Judy, that's where I first met you. Down at the bar. The drumming you're running, I caught you in a bucket.
Yeah. I'll never forget that night.
Remember all those driving lessons we went to?
Yeah. We drove through everyone in town and then went to my house for chow.
Gee, I'll never forget our first kiss in front of the gas stove in your kitchen. You really drunk.
You saw it back into the pilot room. Now I need some more money for a cruiser.
We don't need no fancy foreign car. We can drive your old man's vessel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce the passage of time. 3 months later.
Well, that's it. Aloha. Finished. I've had enough. Engagement is off, Judy.
Wait a minute, Buster. Not so fast.
Come on. Give me the diamond ring. Come on.
By an odd coincidence, you ain't getting nothing back.
I can't understand how I ever got trapped like this. I believe in you. I didn't believe you when you said you'd leave me.
You did?
Yeah.
How could you believe me when I said I'd leave you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
Well, you had good reputation since you were a youth.
You must have been ashamed of that,
that's true. Oh, how could I believe you when you said you'd leave me?
I know I'd rather hang than let you go.
Stop out of me.
How could you believe you when I said I'd leave you when you know I've been a liar?
Oh, you sure have been a liar.
I've double crossing liar.
Big double crossing liar.
Simply terrific. Judy, while you're here, did you know that Chesterfield has the world's newest and most modern cigarette factory?
Well,
and did you know Chesterfield has the world's newest and most modern tobacco research laboratory?
Yes, I did.
The best in industry, the best in science, to make what we honestly believe is the best cigarette for you and every smoker.
Well,
you just take our factory in Durham, North Carolina. It's as up to date as my lady's new cigars. And clean, quite clean as a whistle.
And air conditioned straight through. Yes, the weather in the factory is controlled, so that every single Chesterfield will be the same. Always fresh and perfect wherever you buy it.
I tell you, there's nothing like it in existence. That's the place where scientists are always checking to make sure that Chesterfield is the best cigarette any smoker can buy.
And I say us girls are gabby. And what you boys are trying to say is this. Remember how they're made, and you'll always buy Chesterfield.
Oh, you're so right, Judy. Chesterfield has what every smoker wants. Mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. So always
buy Chesterfield.
Let Chesterfield are mild and mild, plus no aftertaste.
So, open the pack and give them a sniff. Then you smoke them.
Okay, John, roll it. Heavy Lee told me a song that I think she's on the show. It used to sound so beautiful, I didn't have to have a go at it. Oh, for just a chance to love you, would I love you, love you, love you? Hold you in my arms, has always been. I love you, love.
Well, that was it for tonight. That represents the sum and substance of our effort tonight. My thanks to Les Paul, Mary Ford, and to Judy Garland for joining with us this evening.
Who's going to be with you next week, then?
I thought you might come back again next week, Judy.
That's very nice.
Well, I think so. I'm going to be Garland. So we'll see you next week, Judy. Huh? Thanks, folks. Good night. See you next week for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Maher and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and we'll bring in his guest, Miss Judy Garland.